These are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 13th of January, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, we're going to take another peek at Shindig. The second night of semifinals is coming up this Tuesday. We'll preview the bands that have made it thus far. We got some new tracks from... who have we got new tracks from? We've got new tracks from Mittens and the Evaporators, and some other stuff you just might like. Plus Callboard and all the usual stuff. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Well, it's a cold and cloudy day in sunny Vancouver today. And in the agora of the Student Nest, there's a big poster sale going on. There are, the whole open space is populated with room dividers covered with music posters and movie posters and the periodic table of elements, because this is an academic institution, don't you know? And I think I'll get my Harley Quinn poster down there. It looks especially inviting. So one of the things we like to do on this radio show is we like to invite you, the listener, to participate by sending in your stuff. And we heard from Kim and Evans, who are known as Mittens. It's spelled M-I-apostrophe-E-N-S. And I asked them specifically, how do you pronounce that? Because I don't know. It looked like Mayans or Mians or you know, Means. I don't know. I'm an old guy. What do I know about these kids today? Anyway, they replied back. They said it's pronounced Mittens, like mittens, but without the T. So it's actually more of a kind of a guttural or glottal stop, like Cockney. So you just say Mittens, you know, and that will work, right? Anyway, They've got their new album is out on vinyl, and it's blue colored vinyl, blue and white. It's kind of like a cloudy sky kind of look, and the image on the cover is from 30 years ago. It's the explosion of the space shuttle Challenger on the front, and on the back is a photograph of a 70s muscle car, the Dodge Challenger. So, you know, two definitions of the same word. And I've been binge watching all these documentaries and movies about the space program. I saw Hidden Figures. Don't say Hidden Fences, because somebody else said that. Hidden Figures last night. And plus I've been watching all this stuff about, you know, the Apollo program and the Mercury program and stuff. So I got space in the head, so to speak. So having an album and a song called Challenger was a great way to start the day. And it's on vinyl. We'll be right back. Today is the start of Canada's Top 10 Film Festival at the Pacific Cinematheque. The year's best Canadian films are in the spotlight in the Cinematheque's annual presentation of Canada's Top 10 Film Festival. This has been going on for about 15 years now. The festival features short and student short selections. And they are each chosen by a panel of filmmakers and industry pros from across the country. To be eligible, they must be directed by a Canadian citizen or resident and have been released commercially or played by a major film festival in Canada. It kicks off tonight at 7:30 with the introduction and screening of Window Horses by Anne-Marie Fleming. There's also, Angry Inuk, Old Stone, Mean Dreams, Ashley McKenzie's Werewolf. There's about a dozen films going on tonight, another tomorrow, and then there's feature-length films, shorts, and student shorts. That's what I was trying to say. And it goes on all weekend at Pacific Cinematheque, closing, it goes all week. It opens tonight and it closes next Saturday with the final film being Hello Destroyer. So go to thecinematheque.ca to find out more information about that. You don't want to miss it. Now, our old pal, Napkin Boy, also known as Nardwar the Human Serviette, is also a member of one of the best, I guess we call them a second wave punk band, because they started in the 80s instead of the 70s. But they're still great, they're still around, they're still rocking, and they got a new release out called Ogopogo Punk. And we're going to hear two tracks because they're short. The first one is I Can't Be Shaved, and then we'll go right into the title track, Ogopogo Punk, The Evaporators, on CITR.
I don't know if I'm wrong. I don't know if I speak to you.
The 2017 Push Festival gets underway on Monday, Vancouver's annual kickoff of the year with theater and arts and culture events going on all over town for the next couple of weeks from all over the country and all around the world. One thing that I wanted to let you know about is a play called As I Lay Dying. It's going to be at the Arts Club Goldcorp Theater, which is the new studio down in the Olympic Village area. This is a pared down version of a Faulkner play, As I Lay Dying. Let me read you the blurb. Witness this classic novel come to life in a highly imaginative production where drama and dance intersect. The Bundren family embark on a 40-mile funeral procession to bring their mother to a final resting place and fulfill her dying wish. Through their calamitous journey, each member struggles with the promises made to the departed, revealing secrets and confronting their own selfish desires along the way. Faulkner's expressive characters leap from the stage to present a gripping and unforgettable examination of humanity with all its virtues and vices. It runs 2.5 hours. It's at the Goldcorp stage. Let's see, who is on the artistic team for this one? Dean Gilmore is in it, and Dean and Nina Gilmore, Ben Muir. It's directed by Dean Gilmore and Michelle Smith. These are all, I think this is a touring show, because it looks like all this stuff is from Toronto, supported by the City of Toronto through the Toronto Arts Council and stuff like that. So give you a chance to see some actors from outside the city, which is always good. See who else is working across the country. And it's also a very powerful and thought-provoking play. So you want to check that out. It opens, well, the official opening is on the 25th, but the first audience is January 19th, runs until the 12th of February at the Goldcorp stage at the BMO Theater Center in the Olympic Village. Let's see here. Let's play some more music, and then we'll take a then we'll come back.
They gave him his orders down in Monroe, Virginia. Started running way behind time. This is not the 38, it's the old 97. Better get a dispenser on time.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at
Hot Art, Wet City, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, East Vanity Parlor, The Wallflower and Modern Diner, RX Comics, Dandelion Records and Emporium, The Rag Machine, Neptune Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Book Warehouse, On the French Hair Design, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, True Value Vintage and I Found Gallery, and the Biltmore Cabaret.
What would we do without our friends?
UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Have a sustainable idea? Want to be more involved with environmentalism on campus? Need funding to host a green event?
Then reach out to the Student Environment Center for funding, helpers, and advice on how to make your sustainable ideas a reality.
Contact us. Do it. Our Facebook page is UBC Student Environment Center. Give it a like.
Also, come check out the free store in room 2102 on the second floor of the AMS Student Nest.
Free?
Free.
Free?
Free.
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 That's right. It's a free store.
Nothing's free. Tuesday night is semifinal night two of Shindig 33. That's CITR's annual showcase of exciting new local bands. And it happens every Tuesday night at Pat's Pub in the sunny downtown east side, Hastings and Dunleavy in the Patricia Hotel. This week's group, we continue with bands that made it through the opening rounds in the fall. And we've got... in the following order, Pavel, Jerk in the Can, and Carousel Scene. So they will be playing Tuesday night at Pat's Pub. It's only $6 at the door. Get there early, stay late, have lots and lots and lots of fun. We'll be right back.
the times, how you love to leave your clothes off, dancing in the sunlight. And if I stare, baby, don't mind, there's something beautiful behind your eyes. I've been searching for this whole time. No, I love it when
so there you go. That's Carousel Scene, and they will be battling it out with Jerk in the Can and Pavel on Tuesday night at Pat's Pub. CITR Shindig semifinals, night number 2. Don't miss it. $6. That's all it costs to get in. Have some fun for a change. Tuesday is also a special day right here on the radio. It's the annual 24 Hours of Radio Art, and we're going to have 24 hours. So from 6 a.m. on January 17th to 6 a.m. January 18th, we'll be playing radio art, composition, and performance from CITR programmers, sound artists, and some very special guests. Now, what the heck is this all about? The concept of giving art a birthday. This is, I kind of buried the lead there. Tuesday, January 17th, is art's birthday. I don't know.
I don't know where this comes from. Well, I'll tell you right now, actually. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist Robert Filliou, who asserted that a million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January, to be precise, art was born. We don't know what year, but it was on that day. So, to celebrate, CITR presents 24 Hours of Radio Art, featuring the work of Adam Frank, Beppe Crespin, Bit Bachman, Chrissy P., Duncan Maunder, DJ Autonomy, DJ Goulash, Gak, Hank Bull, Joshua Gabbard-Donyan, Lee Hutzelak, Lit, Peter Quartermarsh, Prophecy Sun, Simon Welton, and many, 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 many more. Go to CITRs.ca to get the all the descriptions and the schedule, or the schedule, depending on how you pronounce it, and be listening, because it'll be great. You'll love it. 24 Hours of Radio Art, Tuesday, January 17th, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Stick around. Callboard is next.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Reggae music is tell you and tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out. Bless out.
Ah, King Dredd still rocking it, man. He said 25 years. I've known him for almost 40. That guy's been going and going and going. He can't be stopped. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our contention that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds, and we encourage everyone to read for everything. The Push Festival, we're talking about the Push Festival, that's going, but the Pull Festival is coming up as well. That is a feature of new, locally written plays by emerging playwrights, and it happens... when's it happening? Is it happening later in, I think it's in February or something, February or March. But anyway, the auditions are coming up. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They've got three directors this year, Derek Chan, Jamie King, and Mayumi Yoshida. And the auditions are happening on the 25th and 26th, so that's about a week and a half away at Carousel Theater on Granville Island. They've got six different 10-minute plays and looking for a wide range of characters and needs. In past, the ensemble has consisted of around 12 to 15 actors, and they take actors of all ages, all genders, all identities, all ethnics, all cultures, all everything. Just go. They'll take you. And they'll love to have you because that's what it's all about. Rehearsals will be developed around your personal schedule. So, you know, they'll make it fit for you. And it's being run by Speakeasy Theater, and their approach to casting is all-inclusive. We encourage submissions from artists of all cultures, ethnicities, ages, disabilities, and racial backgrounds. I just said that. The deadline to submit is next Saturday, January 21st at midnight. Go to pollfestival.ca. Royal City Musical Theatre is having a little trouble casting a character. They're doing Anything Goes by Cole Porter, and they're looking for someone to play Lord Evelyn Oakley. When I was part of Anything Goes at Tuts a few years ago, the great Seth Little played Lord Evelyn, so maybe we can talk him into going out there. But if not, you can give it a shot. Lord Evelyn is a wealthy Englishman in his 30s, 40s, or 50s. So you got to be able to do a good upper-class British accent. Do your best Noel Coward if you can. And you need good comedic timing. So, you know, it's good. They also need a quartet tenor, any age, some dancing required, and male dancers with tap. If you can tap, get out there. If you want to know more, contact Alan Dominguez, and that is A-L-E-N D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z at iCloud.com. Or just go to Royal City Musical Theater and on the web, and they will direct you to the right direction. Now, what have we got here? This is called Ruined by Lynn Nottage. It's produced by Dark Glass Theater, directed by Angela Conrad. It is happening at Pacific Theater next year, January and February of 2018. But they want to get as many people out for it as they can. They're going to do the auditions next week, January 22nd. And so they want to get an early start on this show. It's about life in the Congo, and they need five men and six women to play Congolese characters. The men are mostly playing soldiers. The women are playing villagers. But I don't want to get too deep into this, but it's two of the women will double as stage musicians, so they want someone who can play guitar and percussion as well. This production of Lynn Nottage's Pulitzer Prize-winning play will be an Indie 2.2 guest production, so you'll actually get some money out of it as well. And it's part of Pacific Theater's 2017-18 season. So go to Pacific Theater or go to Dark Glass Theater. Or you can email directly to Damon Calderwood. His Hotmail is dcalderwoodis@hotmail.com. And the deadline for submissions is next Friday. So that's Ruined by Lynn Nottage. Capilano University still looking for folks to be part of their short film Danger Close. The auditions are tonight and tomorrow at the Bosa Center for Film and Animation at CAPU. Theater Under the Stars doing Mary Poppins and the Drowsy Chaperone. Their auditions are this weekend and next week, January 14th, 15th, 16th, 18th, and 19th at Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park. Tuts.ca gives you the details. Opening Night Theater Society in Mission doing How It Works by Daniel McIver. And they're going to be up in May. The auditions are on Sunday in Mission at the Opening Night Theater Society office on Railway Avenue. And they're looking for two women able to play 30s to late 40s, a man able to play late 30s to late 40s, and one woman able to play a 19-year-old. Deep Cove Stage Society doing The World Goes Round. This is a musical, what do they call it? A, oh, fuck, I can't think of the word. It's a showcase, I guess. It's the music of Cantor and Ebb, the folks that gave us Chicago, Cabaret, Kiss the Spider Woman, Funny Lady, New York, New York. And it's a review. That's the word I was looking for. The auditions are this weekend, Sunday and Monday, at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater in Deep Cove in North Vancouver. Friend of the show, Peter Zednik, is directing. He is a great director and a wonderful person to work with. So they're looking for some folks to get involved with that. Emerald Pig Theatrical Society in Maple Ridge doing The Little Years by John Mighton. And that show's happening in May. The auditions are on Sunday in Maple Ridge, and various ages and character types for that one. And in West Vancouver, Theatre West Van doing The 39 Steps. This is the fast-paced, energetic, manic, farcical production based on the classic Hitchcock film. And it's another one where two actors play take on up to 60 characters, and then you have you have one guy playing the main character, and then you have the two clowns and a female actor playing all the other characters as well. So check that one out. That audition is happening on Sunday, and also Wednesday and Friday of next week. In White Rock, Ken Ludwig's Leading Ladies is going to be up in June, and that audition is next week, Sunday, the January 22nd, at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. Five men and three women are looking for that one. North Shore Light Opera Society is doing Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus, and it's not the one about the character from the cartoon The Tick. This is the actual opera about a bat. And Ryan Mooney's directing it. Tom King is the musical director. It's happening in May. The auditions are next weekend, January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in North Vancouver. It's a typical European comic light opera with both sung and spoken passages. And there's details on it there. You can find out more by going to North Shore Light Opera Society. Langley Players is doing a play by John Lazarus, friend of the show. It's called The Grandkid, and they lead two actors for that, a female ages 20 to 30 and a male who is in his 60s or 70s. Find out more about that by going to Langley Players. The audition is January 23rd and 25th in Langley. Sidekick Players, 12 Angry Men. Their auditions are coming up at the end of the month, January 30th and 31st. That is the all-male version of 12 Angry Men. So looking for 13 men, ages early 20s to late 70s. The production itself is happening in March and early April. Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach doing The Heart. They're doing two shows. Let's get that straight. The first one is called The Heart of Robin Hood by David Farr, directed by Candace Radcliffe and Rick Harmon. And that will be running concurrently with The Tales of King Arthur by Elaine Roisley, and directed by Courtney Shields. Heart of Robin Hood has taken the classic English legend and given it a modern twist, giving Maid Marian the lead role as the hero of the story. And while she dreams of taking charge of her own life, she meets the infamous Robin Hood, and Robin and his men are little more than thugs who steal from the rich and give to themselves. The other one, Tales of King Arthur, that is a fast-paced show intended for young audiences, played with a commedia dell'arte twist that brings the classic tale to life with a unique combination of silliness, slapstick, and a song or two. Both those shows are auditioning in early February, Sunday, February the 1st, at Alexandrian Neighborhood House, which is in the Crescent Beach area of Surrey, and those productions are happening in mid-August. And that's it. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to be read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Let's hear from the Mounties.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Sean Harris Oliver, has written a play about, well, it's inspired by his father's experience in Afghanistan. It's called The Fighting Season. It ran at the Fringe a couple of years ago, but this is an expanded full-length version of the play. It's a three-hander with Tom Pickett, Siona Garrow-Brennan, and Kyle Jesperson, directed by Evan Frayn. And The Fighting Season runs at the Kulch at the lab, right? Yeah. The Culture Lab. That's the word I was looking for. And that's playing from now until the 21st. So go to the Couch or Bleeding Heart Theater to find out more about that. And then tonight, Geekenders are doing their burlesque version of Batman. It's called The Uncaped Crusaders, a Batlesque tribute to Batman. It's at the Rio. It's tonight. It starts at about 8 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that. Doors open at 7 o'clock. You must be 19 plus with ID for entry for bar service, but I think the balcony will be open as well. So all your favorite Geekenders will be on stage, so don't miss that. And that's that. Yeah, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Let's see. No shout out today. I didn't have even time to bother with that, but I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you had a good time. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. We got sports on the radio. We got hockey tonight, men's hockey against Manitoba at 7 o'clock. That'll be streaming on CITR.ca. And then right here at 101.9 FM tomorrow, we got a couple of basketball games. UBC versus Alberta, men's game at 5, women's game at 7. As I said, they will be broadcast live on CITR 101.9 FM. Stick around because Fresh Slice is up next. Radio Zero's on at 2. And then at 2:30, it's our own Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.